left or right, it could bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, cause we got a show for you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Cody Talks. It is Sunday, May 26, 2013. I'm here, no guests today. I've got Heath.
Yo, yo, yo.
Whoa.
Something different this morning.
He's a little riled up. He's been practicing for weeks because I make fun of him for always saying so little that this morning we went with yo, yo, yo as your choice, huh?
Just something that just came to
mind. Put you on the spot. It popped in your head. Are you regretting it now, or are you thinking, man, I shouldn't have done yo, yo, yo?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well, no guests this morning. I got a few things that I want to discuss on my mind, but we're monitoring Cody Talks on Twitter and Facebook.com/CodyTalks. So go put some comments up there. Direct the show today if you want to. It's up to you to... you know, either sit there and don't, or you can obviously give us some feedback and we'll discuss whatever you want. It's kind of like open line Cody Talks, except we don't really run a phone line. So at Cody Talks on Twitter and Facebook.com/CodyTalks, if you have something that you want to guide the conversation with, fire it off. Let us know. Send it to us. Or just sit there and wonder what's coming next. The first thing that I want to talk about, I live in a town, or I live just outside of a town called Hutchinson, Kansas, where every year around the 4th of July, we have this festival. Festival, the right word, Heath?
That would be a right word.
It's a festival. We have this event called Hutch Fest. Kind of, it's kind of our, Independence Day celebration. Every little town in ag-related parts of the country like us has some type of a summer festival. A lot of times they're harvest festivals. A lot of times they're end of harvest festivals. A lot of times they're centered around 4th of July because so much is going on in the fields those days and the importance of Independence Day. Hutch Fest is our 4th of July celebration, and it's been anywhere from a one-day deal to a 2 to 3 day deal, street concerts, fireworks shows, and then over the years, all different variations of that. Is that a fair statement, Heath?
That is a fair statement.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago, it doesn't really matter. Okay, here's another. Heath, is it a fair statement that over the last couple of years, I don't want to say that it seemed to struggle because I don't know, but there's been some negative publicity or publicity that Hutch Fest was kind of in trouble in sense of staying afloat. It's a fair statement, isn't it?
Probably. I haven't heard that, but...
Maybe you should pay attention since you're on the radio and do the news sometimes. I guess you don't do the news. Lucky kid. We need Lucky Kid in here. It has. Hutch Fest has been on the ropes just a little bit. And a couple of weeks ago, it was actually officially announced in the newspaper and local media outlets that Hutch Fest would no longer exist. To some extent, that's changed. A local gentleman who's actually a transplant to our community named Ron Williams is my scoop here. I hope I'm not giving bad scoop because my scoop here is actually a little bit old. Anyway, Ron Williams was the only board member that stayed and is, I think what Ron's doing is trying to save Hutch Fest. Publicly, what I've seen Ron being reported on and saying is that he's trying to gauge interest in saving Hutch Fest. Here's the whole point in bringing this up. All these organization groups, civic groups, everything that, every time somebody goes out and tries to do good and they form some type of an organization, they have to get volunteers most of the time, and they almost always have to fundraise. And I like what Ron is doing because he's taking it out to another group. Here's what I think was wrong with Hutch Fest. It wasn't anything to do with the event. It wasn't anything to do with the entertainment that they provided or the pricing or what happened or a bad fireworks show or any of those things. They just ran out of volunteers. They ran out of people and time. And here's why I think they ran out of people and time. And I do a lot of consulting with not-for-profits and nonprofits. And the reason that they all run out of volunteers and time, all of them that I've worked with, I'm sure some of them are just jerks and nobody wants to work with them, but I've never worked with one like that. Everyone that I've ever worked with that needed volunteers, the problem is they just continue to ask the exact same people. They don't branch out and get outside of this little circle of people that have always helped and really go out and try and bring new talent into their volunteer pool. And I know that other people will try to overanalyze or more professionally analyze the problems with Hutch Fest. That has been Hutch Fest's problem. They go to the same sources for volunteers, sometimes that everyone else is, and for sure that they have for some extended amount of time. And they don't branch out and find ways to get new people involved in their process. And I mean totally new people. People that no one on the board knew or is close with, because every time that new volunteers are needed or new board members needed, if all you use is the people in the room to create a pool of potential volunteers, after a couple of years, you end up with a very, very short list of people that haven't previously been asked. And I see Ron on Facebook, and on the internet using those tools to reach out and try and get a new group of people in it. And I've had this discussion with a lot of nonprofits, and majority of them come to me and they want to make stupid comments like, people these days don't want to volunteer, or kids these days don't want to get involved and help a cause. And I'm telling you right now, that couldn't be further from the truth. People these days are more interested, or there is more people these days that are interested in doing something to help their community or help their neighbors out. You just can't keep asking the same person, the same group of people that you've asked for 45 years, and then put up a poster in your office that no one ever walks by or ever sees, and then get mad at kids these days for not walking into your office to volunteer, or get mad at people these days who never take you up on your offer because they never heard about your offer. The whole printing posters and putting them on the bulletin boards around town is a little outdated. And if you're not going to adopt the communication methods that the mass majority of people in the world use, you're not going to communicate your message to him. It's that easy. And, I'm excited for Ron. I want to let everyone know that those people in and around the Hutchinson area that are listening, you can email volunteer@hutchfest.com or call 620-259-9434 to get more information about helping Hutch Fest happen. And real quick, the flip side of this, I told you what I think, the Hutch Fest people can do. It's very important to me that I get a chance to say on air that you have absolutely no right. None of the people of Hutchinson have a right to sit and gripe and degrade Hutch Fest, if you haven't taken the time to try and help Hutch Fest. It's not always about money. It may be about money, and it's not always about time. Or it may, it, if you don't email volunteer@hutchfest.com or call 620-259-9434. Hutchfest is on Facebook. You got their Facebook page up there?
Yes, I do. It's Hutchfest-Hutchinson Festivals, Inc. is the website, or the Facebook page.
So I think you could probably just Google, just face, search Hutchfest on Facebook. Looks like it's two words in their, in their title there. Hutchfest needs to do more to make this thing happen. And the citizens of Hutchinson need to step up and help people like Ron Williams who are trying to keep these cool things happening in our community. This is not a Hutchinson problem. These types of events and organizations and traditions are in trouble or are fading or dying out in all different stages all over the United States. The organizations of the world have got to do a better job of communicating and growing their pool of support, and B, the people of the world, the people of these communities, you got to step up and reach out and support the things that you want to exist and to prosper, and not just sit back and gripe about it. I see you're on the Facebook page there. You got any updated scoop?
Well, they had a link to the Hutch News back on the 22nd about council supports fireworks proposal. It says the Hutchinson City Council has expressed unanimous support for major funding along with sponsorship from, I can't really say that on our station, our neighbors down the way, for a fireworks extravaganza in Hutchinson. And it has hutchnews.com, council supports fireworks proposal was the title. And then they said Hutchfest organizers, this was on Friday, they posted Hutchfest organizers are hard at work planning the next big holiday weekend celebration, which is just 6 weeks away.
So looks like we're moving forward. Please take the time to show some support. Find, if you're in the Hutchinson area, find Hutchfest on Facebook. Call that phone number, email volunteer@hutchfest.com. You know, it's okay if you don't, but don't sit and gripe that there's nothing to do in this town or that you can't stand the way Hutchfest goes if you just sit and watch reruns of The Voice on TV all night long and don't give these people the help that they need to get it going. You know what I mean, Heath?
Yep.
All right, we've got to support these kind of things, and we have to help the people that are out there fighting to keep these cool things happening in our community. That was not supposed to go through the entire first segment, but I got a little long-winded and unorganized. So let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of Cody rambling on Cody Talks this morning.
You choose. You can watch a movie, or you can experience it, feel it, live it in the Cosmosphere's Cary Digital Dome Theater, where the two-story dome wraps you into the action. Now showing Hollywood feature films every night. Experience state-of-the-art digital clarity. Feel the surround sound. Live the excitement around you, above you, in the Cary Digital Dome Theater at the COS.
Now showing G.I. Joe Retaliation. Friday and Saturday at 6 and 8:30, Sunday and Monday at 6.
Are you attracted by all things that glitter? Hi, this is Marty from Tissori Boutique. We're bursting with vibrant colors and sparkly things, maxis, high-lows, and various dresses for all occasions. Colored Bermudas, capris, and skinny jeans in striking colors, crochet and lace tops, and jewelry with enough bling you will dazzle them with your sparkle. Our friendly staff is happy to help you. Enter Tissori Boutique as a caterpillar and leave as a gorgeous butterfly. That's Tissori Boutique, 129 South Main Street in downtown Hutchinson. Like us on Facebook.
Man, there's so many shakes at Sonic this summer.
Yeah, I almost need a milkshake matchmaker to help me decide which one to get.
Oh, maybe I can help you. What exactly are you looking for?
Well, real ice cream for starters, maybe some peanut butter fudge, maybe Oreo cheesecake.
Okay, okay.
And it's gotta love a good book.
Well, it's a shake, so it can't read, though.
Oh, what a relief. I just said that last one so I'd look smart.
Sip into summer with 25 real ice cream shakes. Half price after 8 p.m. This is how you Sonic. For a limited time, only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
KSKU.
Cody Talks.
All right, we're back. First segment was on Hutch Fest, supporting local events and local event organizers, taking the time to communicate out. I want to go back to it real quick because here's what I tell nonprofits when I talk to them about this stuff, is you get clicky. And here, and it's not intentionally, you're not looking to exclude people, but when you're looking for volunteers, it's really easy to ask people that you've already asked or that you're friends with or that are your neighbors. And it all works out great when a nonprofit first starts or you first start and get going because everybody's excited to help. Sooner or later, that wears on people a little bit. Not like wears them out and they get mad, but they start to look for something new or their life changes. And what you have to do is reach out to groups of people that you have zero contact with. And it's not really all that hard, especially in the world of Facebook and social media today. You can really access those people and ask them for help. But what happens is you have this group of people that volunteer in a community, especially in a smaller community or a medium-sized community. You have this group of people that volunteer. And people in an organization know who that group is, so they become like the go-to people. And then everyone finds out, hey, this person likes to volunteer, or this person has free time. So then everyone starts asking that person. And now you have this group of people that are mad. Not mad, but they're frustrated because they're constantly being asked. It's hard for them to say no, and they don't want to turn anyone down. And then you have this group of organizers that says no one else ever wants to get involved. Kids these days, we can't get them to volunteer. People today don't volunteer. But the crazy thing is you have this whole nother group of people that are mad because they're never asked and they feel left out, or they feel like they aren't being asked to be a part of something. And crossing that barrier is both sides' responsibility. The people that feel like they're being left out, you know what? Drop them an email. Don't just sit over here and be angry about it. But the people over here who feel like they can't find volunteers, expand your horizons a little bit. Quit asking that same A-team group of people. By A-team, I don't mean they're better than the other ones. I mean that they're the ones that come in to save the day. Not like A-team, B-team, but A-team like Mr. T and Hannibal. That come in and save the day every time, because you can't find a volunteer, so you call the same person, the people that volunteered last time. Anyway, I gotta get off that. I didn't mean to go that far. Please, 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 if you're in the Hutchinson area, go to hutchfest.com. Oh, Lord, now I feel like I messed up that. Is that right, Heath? Are you just over there playing Bubble Smash or something? It is hutchfest.com. It takes you to facebook.com/hutchfest. Go there, hit message, get involved, or if you don't, that's fine too, but don't sit and gripe that Hutchfest should be happening if you don't go there and get involved, and do your part to keep Hutchfest happening and then in turn actually make it better. All right. Moving on. New topic. What was it going to be? Oh, I got it right here. Memorial Day. Before we went on the show today, I sent out on Twitter and Facebook asking folks what they wanted to talk about. I did have some notes. Can you be my witness that I made some notes? Because I'm really not this much of a preparer, but I have notes.
Yeah, he does have some stuff scribbled on paper over there.
I have notes, man. Anyway, great friend of mine from a little town in Iowa, Deb, at DebWorks, DebWorks, on Twitter, responded back and said, I got it over here on this Twitter account, so don't yell. Thinking of, at Cody Talks, thinking of the soldiers who have died for us, also thinking of all mothers who have lost children due to war, I remember. I don't know how to put this politically. Deb's been on the earth long enough to remember a couple of wars where mothers have lost children and people have lost their lives in fairly dramatic style. Deb, thanks for the comment back, because the very next item on my list, well, the second to next item on my list was Memorial Day. For those of you watching, the camera's too far away. But anyway, I wrote Memorial Day down yesterday on Facebook. This is going to be a really, really, really weird conversation that I hope people understand why I took the time to do this. But yesterday on Facebook, I posted this status right here. This is a quote from me on Facebook. It says, I hope all of you take this as I mean it, and those of you that know me will. Memorial Day is not for thanking veterans. We have a day for that. Memorial Day is for remembering those that died while protecting us and our country. I think it's important to know the difference and make the distinction. So that was my Facebook post yesterday. And according to the little Facebook time frame here, I did it at 4:36 yesterday, so going on 15 hours ago. 97 people have liked that so far, and I hope that those 97 people actually understand the meaning of it. Because, and maybe this is more important to me than it should be, but Memorial Day is not about thanking veterans. And in fact, the one comment that I got back from that was about how it's not for mattress sales either. And it does kind of bother me sometimes the way that advertisers turn every holiday that we have into an opportunity for a sale. But again, that's their right. But the thing that bothered me was several of the ad campaigns that I had seen for Memorial Day sales really focused on thanking veterans. And thanking people that had served or were serving. And folks, that's Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day, that, and it's maybe one of the holidays that I think is the most needed. I think that it's actually easier to remember to be thankful for veterans, because they're walking around amongst us, and there's ad campaigns, and that kind of stuff happens, for the most part every day. I think, one of the most important things that people need to do and don't take the time to do is to remember and teach and instill in our kids how many hundreds of thousands of people, have died to protect our way of life. And, you know, quite honestly, if you get wrapped up in the politics of this, I kind of just don't have time for you, because I can promise you that over the 240 now almost year lifespan of our country, well over 95% of the kids that have enlisted or been drafted went to fight to protect other Americans and to protect our way of life. I'm in full agreement that there's times that they were sent places that were politically motivated or motivated by greed, but that's not why the kid with the weapon and the muddy boots was there. They went there, and those are the people that this day is about, that Veterans Day is about. And when I say they were there to protect other Americans, there's some of them that are there just to protect the guy next to them, because they may not completely believe in the cause, but they signed up. We've had an all-volunteer army for the vast majority of it, of the existence of our country. And yes, there's been times, during both world wars, a little bit in the Korean conflict and the Vietnam War, where people were drafted. And so hence it became not an all volunteer army. But even the guys that were drafted were there doing an honorable thing because they were there protecting other Americans around them and trying to help accomplish the goals of their country. So don't lay the junkie political motivation thing on the kid that's on the ground with the weapon. It's not their fault if you don't agree with why we're there. Anyway, it bothers me a little bit that all of this Memorial Day stuff that I was seeing was spending a lot of time. And I know this sounds weird because if you know me, you know that I think we owe veterans everything we can ever come up with to give them, to repay them for what they do. But we really do owe those that never came back, or that came back in a box, a day where we stop and think about them. And the most important thing, is to find some way to impress it on the young people of today. I don't think there's any more driving force, to make them realize how big of a thing America is, how big of a thing what our forefathers did and what everyone that's come before us to protect and build and evolve and grow this country has done, than to sit down and make them realize how many people have actually gone off and died to protect it. How many people have gotten every single one of them? I mean, you're going to be really hard pressed to find a war casualty. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would guess more than 3/4 of them were not old enough to have graduated college. Really young people that have gone off and their lives ended way too early. Just to protect our country, our flag, our way of life, our civilians, our people. It's an incredible thing that's what the day is about. It's about people that died while in service. So don't dilute it out. Understand that. That in and of itself deserves a day by itself, not with other things being lumped in. Now, I think just 24/7, 365, we should be thankful for veterans. But tomorrow when you get up, and I don't, you know, even if you just give it a thought, or you go to a cemetery, and just take a quick moment and think about it. You know, there'll be some incredible things happening at some of the nation's national military cemeteries. And if possible, there's any way that it makes sense in your life, to take the time to make a kid think about it. And I don't really care if you have to find some great war movie. You know, Saving Private Ryan. Now, please know that I think that you're, kids should have some level of maturity underneath them before they watch Saving Private Ryan, because it's a fairly gory movie. If you really want to get into it, The War by Ken Burns, make a kid sit down and watch those and then talk about it, and use the internet as a cheat sheet and have some numbers, have some facts that a kid might be interested in. And I'm not saying to get them to become blind patriots of the United States, but they really do need to be over the top thankful and aware of what those men and women, that got up and put on a uniform and went off to do the most dangerous job in the world and then never came back to their families alive. Kids need to be aware of that. The world needs to be aware of that. And that's what tomorrow's about. It's not really about the beginning of summer, or some clothing rule. Isn't there a clothing rule about Memorial Day? You can't wear white before Memorial Day. I don't really have any idea what it is. If that's wrong, I don't care, but it's not about those kind of things. I don't know that I'm that upset with people trying to make sales or wrap revenue around Memorial Day. But let's at least get the holiday right on who it's for and take the time to discuss that with somebody tomorrow that you don't think is thinking about it, so we can maybe spread the word a little bit and get back on the right track about why we have this holiday at the end of May every year. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There we go. One word answers again. He's back with the one word answers. We'll take another quick break and we'll be right back with something else that's on my mind on Cody Talks.
This summer, First Council Casino Hotel is your home for the hottest in-ring action as the First Council Bluff Event Center proudly presents C3 Championship MMA Fights Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m. Watch as some of today's most promising mixed martial artists, including Levi Avera, Jeff Davis, and Kevin Frazier, face off in heart-racing, blood-pumping MMA action. Better fighters, better fights. C3 Championship MMA Fights, Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m., the Council Bluff Event Center, North Highway 77 in Newkirk, just south of the Kansas State line. First Council Casino, your exclusive home for this summer's most explosive MMA action and biggest concert events. More winners, more cash, more often. Tickets for this all-ages show start at just $25. Tickets available now online at zooamp.com, ticketstorm.com, or by calling 866-966-1777.
This is an emergency broadcast from All Sports Liquor in Haven. If you run out of beer on Sunday,
no fear. We've got beer.
And we'll be open. Repeat, we will be open. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 11 and Sundays from 12 to 8. Don't let your party run dry. Make the short drive to All Sports Liquor in Haven. All Sports Liquor in Haven is open all weekend, every weekend, even on Sundays. Follow us on Facebook for current specials. All Sports Liquor in Haven at 103 East First, where hoppiness is happiness.
KSKU.
Cody Tom. All right, we're back. We've talked about Hutch Fest, volunteering in your community. We've talked about Memorial Day and what it means to me, which is also what I think, not really what I think, it's what it should mean to everyone. That's what the day was invented for. We haven't been on air since, we didn't have a web only Wednesday show this week. I was sick and we haven't been on air since the tornadoes hit, the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore, Oklahoma. So, man alive. That was a whopper. And unfortunately, Moore has been devastated now twice in the last 15 years by giant tornadoes.
Three times.
Yeah, they've been hit three times. They have been hit three times. By far, two of them were a whole lot bigger than the third one. But this last one was definitely just made much, much worse by the fact that it rolled through two schools. There's going to be all kinds of politics come out of this, and I don't really care, at this point. I just think that, if there's any way you can help and, at a minimum, just, spend a little bit of your time and thoughts thinking about those people. I think they're a tough breed. I don't ever want to say things like that and, you know, it sound like I'm being calloused or telling them to suck it up, but I really feel like, you know, Moore is going to rebuild itself, and I know they will. Just a tough bunch of Oklahomans down there that are going to get it done and rebuild, and but at the same time, they're going to need our thoughts and prayers and support and maybe even a little bit of money. So two quick ways that you can do something to help support them if you want to. The Red Cross has been phenomenal and one of the leaders about texting to donate. So you can text Red Cross to 90999 to send a $10 donation via text message. You can also go to redcross.org to find other ways to do it. And if the Salvation Army is more along your lines, you can text STORM to 80888. 80888. That will send $10 to the Salvation Army dedicated to, the Salvation Army is actually, that money is dedicated to the STORM. I don't know if the Red Cross right now, if you're just helping Red Cross in general or the STORM. You can also go to Salvation Army USA, .org to help that situation out is there. The Salvation Army is sending their mobile kitchens down there. And the Red Cross, you know, a lot of people think of the Red Cross as, blood drives and blood bank, but they do just about everything as far as shelter, food, and relief supplies are involved in a disaster like that. So if you can't, if you're looking for a way to help, a text to Red Cross at 90999, or that will go to the Red Cross, or a text to STORM at 80888. We'll send money to the Salvation Army. You know, we really, as people, there's very few of us that can't handle giving up that $10 right now. So go for it. I think we should all do it. And just let those folks know that our thoughts are with them. And by all means, they deserve and can definitely use all of our $10 bills. So let's fire that up and make that happen. Help the city of Moore rebuild and just keep them in your thoughts. I don't, there isn't anything you can do. I regret and am already getting frustrated by how people twist these kind of things. I don't think that, what are we, 6 days? 6 days out, people are already politicizing things on money spent and how things should be done, and whose fault it is that they're not being done. I'm all about learning from things and making the situation better. I just don't think that always consists of blaming someone. So.
And businesses have been also doing a lot of donations for more also, like, my other job, I also work at Target. They did a lot of donations. They donated a lot of our discontinued diapers that we had on the floor. They also donated some water, storage containers. Just from our store alone, they sent some of that stuff from our store. They went to Wichita to be able to ship it out to more. So, I mean, even organizations are helping out. They had a couple of days of bad weather down there. So, Sunday afternoon, Kearney, Oklahoma got hit, then Moore, Oklahoma the next day. Wichita dodged a bullet last Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's definitely that time of year where we're going to have some weather-related incidents here in the Midwest, all over the country, really. It's amazing how, you know, you don't think of some places of tornadoes, but some of them still get hit. San Antonio right now is
dealing with floods.
Yeah, I've heard crazy. I mean, like, I've heard 16 inches of rain yesterday in places in the San Antonio area, and downtown San Antonio got 9 inches of rain yesterday.
So far, I've heard one fatality from a woman drowning in her car because she got stranded.
And no infrastructure is built to handle these kind of things. And to some point, we have to admit that, no infrastructure can handle these kind of things. You just can't plan for this type of catastrophic thing. You can plan to do your best at it, but you can't plan for there to be no damage, no injuries. You have to be prepared to react. It can't be completely proactive. So,
fortunately, with Moore, Oklahoma, you know, on Monday they were thinking maybe 40, 50, 90 people may have perished in that storm. Thankfully, only confirmed 24 fatalities. 7 of them were kids. You know, the early reports they kept saying was like 40, 50. It could have been higher than that.
Yeah, and a little bit of, whoever's releasing the official word.
The medical examiner down there.
Yeah, needs to get there. I mean, there's, you very seldom do you see official death tolls come out that then go down. You know, usually the people that are in charge of releasing the official toll very much wait until it's confirmed. So there's a little bit of a disaster response etiquette class that could happen there. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm not a big fan of making estimates, and I'm sure as heck not a fan of releasing official numbers that are over twice as many as that. I mean, something screwy happened in the system there.
Yeah, they were thinking that they may have counted the people twice when they did the initial, you know, numbers, and then they went back and double-checked their numbers, and half of the number that they were reporting.
That's a little rinky-dink, quite honestly. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're going to release official numbers as a medical examiner, someone needs to get those things straight and not release exaggerated numbers. Not they were intentionally exaggerated. Not release incorrect numbers. Anyway, let's move on. Keep the people of Oklahoma and San Antonio and everyone out there that Mother Nature is dealing a crappy hand to in your thoughts and in your hearts, and help them out with a little cash or a little donation or a little volunteer time or something if you can, because no matter what you got going on in your life, if your house isn't leveled and ground up into a ball of rubble, you're doing a little bit better than some of those folks are right now, and you could help them out. Speaking of the media, here's another thing. A bridge collapsed in Washington State, right?
Yes.
Okay, that bridge was listed as, it was categorized by bridge technician people as functionally obsolete. And I saw on the TV the other day that it functionally obsolete, that there was 17,000 other bridges in the United States is functionally obsolete. Here's my point. I can't stand when the media takes something like a bridge collapsing. I think it's important to note, too, that a truck slammed into this bridge to make it collapse, right? It wasn't just people driving across it and it fell through. I think it's been a long time since we've seen the media try so hard to work us up into a frenzy about something. We have been bombarded for the last 2 days since this bridge collapsed with nothing but how crappy our bridge system is across the United States. And sometimes I don't like to harp on the media because I'm a big fan of what real journalists do, which is kind of act as our watchdogs. And they're supposed to keep us aware of the things that, we should be concerned about so we can live our day-to-day lives and just listen to the radio or glance at the newspaper or check the internet to know what's going on. There's several hundred thousand bridges in the United States that didn't collapse or haven't collapsed ever. And the media is working really, really hard over the last 2 days to get us all stressed and overly dramatic about the situation of bridges in the United States. Now, don't come back at me with there are things to worry about. I know there's things to worry about. I know that some of our bridges have issues, and I know that some of them need fixed. I really wish, though, that the media would find something worth reporting instead of taking a story and over-dramatizing it for the sake of making up something to fill their air with. There's so much happening in this country.
Trying to get those ratings.
That you know what I'm talking about, though? I mean, how many times are they going to tell us about how all these bridges and bring in some expert who's like a retired bridge engineer to tell us and make us all think that all the bridges in the United States are going to collapse in the next 48 hours? I mean, have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Anyway, it kind of drives me crazy when the media latches onto something, and makes it so much bigger of a deal than it is and ignores so many other things that are real news, that are actually happening and not just some news anchor speculating about this. You know, you get people worked up and fired up about something because one out of 500,000 bridges in the United States collapsed. And oh, by the way, a semi ran into this one to cause the damage that made it collapse. You know, an overweight semi ran into this one to cause the damage that made it collapse. This is not,
It says that the state bridge before it collapsed was carrying a load taller than the structure's lowest point. According to the NTSB, it says the truck that hit Washington State Bridge before it collapsed was carrying a load taller than the structure's lowest point.
Yeah. The truck didn't fit across the bridge, slammed into it, broke it, and it collapsed. I mean, this is not a, this incident is not a testament to the state of structural condition of bridges across the United States. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not. And the media is killing it. Still, we're hearing about it. And it drives me crazy. There's other things that could be talked about. That in mind,
one news story I'm tired of hearing about is that Jody Arias trial.
Oh, I agree with you so much that you know what it is there's producers sitting in newsrooms that see how popular reality TV shows are, so they try and make their newscast into a reality TV show. They find that one case. I don't even understand it. I don't even understand what the public's interest in it is. Because obviously the families, both families, the victim's family, her family, it's a horrible thing in their lives. I think we should get some information about it. But tell us about things. I want to know from my media source about things that actually affect me. And it's not, I don't want that to sound cold-hearted, like I don't care about the victim in that murder trial. But really? Real, I mean, it's like the only thing, you know, that and bridges and nothing else has happened in the United States in the last 10 days. Not literally. I know that they covered the tornadoes well. But it's amazing. I wish sometimes that I could get into the brains of the producers and the journalists on some of those TV shows that just pound those things into the ground. Tell us about some things that matter for the sake of all of us. Tell us about real news instead of things that you trump up to make more dramatic. And anyway, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's time for a break.
Heath wants me to get off the air, so we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Cody Talks.
Do you have too much stuff and need to get rid of it all? Or are you looking for a bargain right in your own backyard or in the next town? Check out BSD Exchange, the best way to buy, sell, or trade locally. Users can list items for sale, browse all available items, and check out the upcoming garage sale list, all for free. With local networks all over our listening area, you can buy, sell, or trade today. Go to AdAstroRadio.com today to get started for free. That's AdAstroRadio.com.
Not one phone call. No one understands your darn newspaper classified ad.
Sir, I am looking at our darn newspaper classified ad now, and it is perfectly clear. Sir, Ingrid, Miss Hiv, expect to perf to cap, you duck, Nick, filler, pit, time, immediate, open, exit, pennies.
What does that mean?
Sir, you place the ad.
With a newspaper classified ad, you get very limited space. Most job seekers don't speak classified ease.
Sir, Ingrid is short for senior engineer.
Well, we need to change the ad.
Well, you missed today's deadline, but if we hurry, your new ad will appear in,
please.
3 days.
Oh, no.
Ta-da! Your recruitment alternative has arrived. Online at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. CentralKansasHelpWanted.com, difference number one. You have unlimited words to describe the position. Two, the ad is placed instantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Three, once you placed your ad, you can search the online database of local resumes. All for a cost lower than your newspaper ad. Browse your way online at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
KSKU.
Cody Talks.
All right. We're back. Last segment. I got two things left on the notes. I don't think we're going to get to that one, so we're going to talk about this deal. We live, I live about 300 yards from the Arkansas River. I think probably everyone in the other 49 states calls it the Arkansas River. What do you call it? You call it the Arkansas?
Arkansas, yeah.
I think we're probably the only state that calls it the Arkansas River. I think everyone else calls it the Arkansas River. Have you ever seen it once you get out of Kansas? It's huge. There's parts of the Arkansas River that are as wide as the Mississippi and run as deep before it drops in and fills into the Mississippi. In Kansas, that's not the case. It's about behind my house. I think if you get out in the channel, which right now is about 2 feet wide, the channel is, and it's about 3 feet deep. And then the vast majority of the river is about 6 to 8 inches deep. There's very little water in the Ark here. There's a whole dispute between Kansas and Colorado on that deal and irrigation use, and that's not the point of this. On Friday of this week, 2 days ago, my 16-year-old daughter comes to me and says, "Dad, we want to float the river. We want to get on tubes and go down the river." First of all, please keep in mind, especially those of you that are up in the mountains or really down in the south or anywhere where there's a big river, and think that I'm a bad parent for letting my 16-year-old go float the river on tubes, you need to see the Ark River here, okay? I mean, like, getting poked by a twig as you floated by at 1 mile an hour was about the most dangerous thing that could happen on the Ark River. I don't think, I know whatever, that you can drown in an inch of water, but it's a fairly safe deal as far as water safety is concerned, getting in the Ark River around here right now, because there's just not very much water in it. But I decided to have a long talk with my daughter about the fact that it was one of those deals that I think, because of the condition of the river, they didn't realize how slow it was going to be. Actually, quite a bit of walking involved, because the water's not even deep enough to float a tube with a human being on it in some places. How hot it was going to be, how much sun they were going to get. So we had this conversation where I told my daughter that I just wanted her to remember that I had warned her that I thought this was going to be more of a sucky deal than it was fun. But then I chose to follow up with, "I think you should go ahead and do it, because you're going to create some memories out of it. It's going to be an adventure, right?" And sometimes I think you have to go and do things that are an adventure, and run the risk that they might not be fun or go the way that you think they're going to go, just so that you can find the mental strength to create fun out of a situation that's otherwise not fun. I literally had that conversation right there with my 16-year-old. I think her eyes just glazed over, because she was obviously convinced that, I mean, floating a river could be nothing but fun, right, in a 16-year-old's mind. So they went behind our house and climbed down the little cliff, which, again, it's like an 8-foot cliff. Don't get on me about being a parent that puts their kid's life at risk. Got on these tubes. And my wife and I are sitting in the house waiting for the phone call to go pick them up. They had a destination that we had figured from the map at about 6 miles. You can easily walk 4 miles an hour. I don't know what the river's moving. Not that fast, I don't think. About 3 hours into it, they had one cell phone in a Ziploc bag. About 3 hours into it was when I started to get a little nervous. Not really like scared or anything, but I was just ready to know where they were at. And we got a call from them, and they told us that they thought they could still see a radio tower that was right next to our house. And I literally said, "Look, that's got to be a different radio tower. You had to have gone further than this." And then they got out of the river on the opposite side of the river that I thought they should and that we're on, and decided to just start walking to get to a road so we could come pick them up. The river does not have easy access, except in a few places. I probably owe some landowner an apology because they just plunged across someone's pasture. But it was becoming increasingly obvious on the phone that they were kind of fed up, but still very much trying to fake it that they were having fun, because I'd given this big lecture about how much it could potentially suck, right? And the whole point of the story is they're gonna have memories to tell. And anyone that knows me and knows me well, that's a phrase that I use, when things aren't really going fun. When a situation isn't really fun in the classical sense, I try to convince the people around me that we're making memories, we're making stories that we can tell later. And sometimes the crappier the actual event, not in a true sad or horrible way, but when things just aren't going fun, if you take the time, to create your own fun out of it, weeks and months and years and decades down the road, you're going to have a story to tell. And I can tell you that the heat and the hunger and the fatigue of the rafting trip yesterday didn't leave this group of six teenagers with smiles on their faces. When I finally found them alongside the highway yesterday, they were distressed. They were a little snippy at each other because there was disagreements on which way they should walk. But we got them back to the house. We got some pop and pizza in them. They all thought they were going to starve to death, right? Because, you know, they'd been on the river for 3 hours, hadn't had a snack. Somebody ate all the cookies that were sent with them and didn't share. But once they got some pop and pizza in them and the laughing and the joking and the making fun of each other started happening, I think they created a memory that those six kids will have for the rest of their lives. You know, I can imagine a 10-year high school reunion where the river float trip gets brought up. And if it had all gone smooth and easy, they might not have had those memories, you know? I mean, they might not have stuck in their head. This is going to stick in their head, I promise you, that at a minimum, when they go back to school in the fall, there's going to be some people that get told about the rafting trip.
Are they going to think twice about doing it again?
I think so. I would think that if one of the people in that, or say like an outsider that wasn't in that group of six, came in and said, "Hey, you guys all want to get together again and let's go float the river behind your house," I think those six are going to shut it down. I mean, I think they're going to be like, "Nah, we can find something else to do." I'm not positive about that, but that's what I think might happen, because there was definitely a little tension, a little fatigue, a little sunburn, kicking when they walked a little over a mile and a half from the river too, because they didn't know where they got out to get. And then I just found them alongside the highway on 96 highway. Anyway, whole point being, live your life, so that you're making memories, and even those experiences that don't go as planned or you get dealt a curveball in your plan, they can be something that leads to a lot of fun down the road, and it can end up being worthwhile after the fact, even if while you're going through it, you didn't feel like it was worthwhile. I have a lot of great memories of things gone wrong, that at the time, we took the time to laugh about a little bit and make fun of ourselves for screwing up the planning or doing something wrong. And it just makes life more bearable if you have great memories to fall back on, even from not so great experiences. So congratulations to my daughter and her friends that went yesterday, because while I don't know if they would consider it a successful rafting trip, I think they would consider it a successful memory production. And sometimes that's about all you can count on for the experiences that you're living through. All right. That wraps it up for today. We got through everything on the notes list.
No technical difficulties today.
No technical difficulties. We're like
on time today.
45 episodes into this. You would think we figured it out, but people keep changing. Let's blame it on someone else. Someone out there keeps changing stuff on us. Not really. We just screwed it up last week. Thanks for joining us. There won't be a web-only Wednesdays this week. I'll be out of town, but we'll see you back here next Sunday, bright and early on the Cody Talk Show. Thanks.
Don't matter if you've been left or right, if you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, cause we got a show for you. So come on, come on, come on, it's time for Cody Talks. This ain't no matter if I'm right. Means to open up the dialogue. So rise up, shout out, it's time for your voice to be heard. So come on, come on, come on, it's time for Cody Talks.
Don't forget and tell your friends, Cody Talks is on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on 947 KSKU in Central Kansas and live worldwide on CodyTalks.com. See you next week.